Thank you, Mr. Callaway.
You're welcome, sir.
Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,277. Richard Good seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for an existing fence, sections 115.34, 115.182, and 115.184 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Flint Court and Indian Hill Lane in the Murray's Haven subdivision. The 911 address is 1 Flint Court, Ocean View. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 1587.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 1.5-foot variance from the required 3.5-foot fence height requirement for an existing fence in the corner front yard. Staff would note we've received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 4 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
My name is Richard Good. My home address is 13 Whitethorn Way in Middle River, Maryland.
Okay. Lee Luther, 36306 Charleston Drive, Selbyville, Delaware.
You do solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please explain your request and
okay.
Address the standards for us.
We bought a house several months ago in Ocean View, Maryland. And when we bought the house...
Delaware.
Yes, Delaware. I'm sorry, Delaware. It's tough swinging back and forth. We bought it as a retirement slash getaway. So when we bought the property, we bought a single family house because we have two German Shepherd dogs. Okay, and so... Originally, we were looking for a condo life, but condo life didn't leave enough yard, you know, or anything for to have the dogs. When we bought it, we applied for a 6-foot privacy fence with the HOA of the community. The HOA came back to us and says we couldn't do 6 feet, we could do 5 feet. At that point, we hired a licensed fence contractor to come in and install the 5-foot fence around the perimeter of the property. Now, one of the reasons we had a 5-foot fence installed was because of the fact of having German Shepherd dogs. The American Kennel Club, as well as the American Fence Association, both recommend with larger breed dogs that there should be a minimum of 5 to 6 feet of fence height to keep the dog contained in the premises of where it's at. German Shepherds, my German Shepherds will clear 4 feet with no problem. And we also did it as it was a protection for us as well as for the community. I didn't want the dogs getting out running rampant. Even though both my dogs have been trained in protection as well as service work, they're still dogs. They'll listen to their masters. They'll do exactly what they're supposed to do. But when you leave a dog alone, dog tends to think for itself. On the corner, what the county or the inspector told us was that we have two front yards. Our actual front yard is on Flint Court, and they're considering the other front yard to be on Indian Hill Road. Indian Hill Road is one of the main roads that runs in a circle around the entire development. So a lot of people use it from the west end of it to get out of the neighborhood. With the 5-foot fence, it helps to avoid kids and people walking and bicycle riding in the neighborhood from the dogs. What the dogs don't see doesn't usually bother them. With a German Shepherd dog, I don't know if you guys have German Shepherds, you folks have German Shepherds, but usually their train of thought is if they can see it, they believe it's theirs, and they're going to protect it. So one of the reasons for the fence height was for the fact, in other words, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind to them. It also keep down the noise for the barking of them, barking at everything that tends to go by, whether it be a tumbleweed or rabbit or whatever. We did everything we thought was right for the safety of the neighborhood as well as for the safety of ourselves. Being a corner lot on the two streets, the side of our yard has the biggest piece, the side towards Indian Hill Lane has the biggest piece of open property that's there that's really usable of the house. We eventually plan to put a patio in with a hot tub on that side of the house because it's where we have the most space to be able to do anything. With a lower fence, We'd also be open to everybody driving by, kids and everything else. If you're out enjoying yourself in the evening, you know, in your yard, you're open, you're exposed to the community. Let's see. I really didn't know what I was supposed to bring or do, I mean, so it's, I tried to make an outline. Where the fence, where we put up the fence on the Indian Hill Lane side, there is no visible obstructions whatsoever from where the fence sets to the street itself. I mean, there's plenty of room that when you pull up, you can see up and down the street. If you're turning onto Indian, from Indian Hill onto Flint Court, I mean, there's plenty of room to see everything. It's a pretty open corner as to where it is. And Flint is a little cul-de-sac, I guess you call it, with 1, 2, 3, 4 houses. So it's not a busy street. And what you call, some of the people that live there are full-time, but some of the people that live on our court also live there part-time. My wife and myself, we usually try to come down anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks every month to come down and enjoy it. Hopefully more once the summertime comes. And that's basically it. I mean, we try to do everything the right way. We went to the association. Everything was passed by the association for as far as their covenances at that point. We wanted to make sure we were taking care to protect not only ourselves from any outside environment, but also from the outside, from being protected from our dogs, from being enclosed within a 5-foot-high fenced yard. I guess that's basically it. I mean.
So what happened? Why are you here? Did the county come out?
Well, the county came out to look at another house that was being built in the development. And when the inspector come by, he says, you have 2 front yards. You have Indian Hill Lane, which he said is a front yard, and we have, which to me is my side yard, right? And then what you call it, we've got the front on Flint Court, which is our front yard. And he says, what you call it, you can't have a 5-foot fence on the front side of the house. Well, I mean, it's not the front side of the house, in my opinion, unless that's what it's considered here in Delaware. I mean, it's the side of the house.
Well, no, the county gave you a permit for a 5-foot high fence.
Yeah. I also got a notice that I wasn't supposed to have it. So I guess what we're looking for is the variance on the Indian Head side to bring it to, in other words, the 5 feet, so everybody's happy.
Okay.
Did you provide a survey?
Yes.
For the application?
I don't believe we have one, mm-hmm. Chairman. We have a location plan with a red hatched area showing the location of the fence, which we accepted.
So when you applied for a permit, you didn't have a survey?
The survey was done when we bought the house a couple of months earlier.
Did you bring that in?
Provide it to the planning and zoning office.
Actually, I didn't pull the permit. I assumed that everything was being done by the fence company that we had hired.
That's me.
And did you apply for the permit?
I did apply for the permit.
And so when you applied, and you know, you applied for a 5-foot-high fence, did you show them where you were?
I showed them, and yeah, that's when they said you need to get a variance.
Before it was installed?
It was actually after. So it wasn't.
You applied for the permit after?
After.
Oh, so you didn't apply for the permit in the beginning. Okay. Is that your standard practice?
No, not at all. It just, everything was staked, everything was marked. It was a side yard, front yard, did all the setbacks from the front, but you know, I didn't figure on that side yard being the front yard.
How long have you been a fencing contractor?
Probably about 10 years.
And so do you typically apply for a permit after you?
No. Okay. It was just an unusual situation where I had bad weather coming, I had material in, and kind of rushed to get it done, and I'm going to get the permit after.
Gotcha. Well, in this county, you should know that you're supposed to apply for the permit before you start. And that's why, one of the reasons you do, so it tells you what your setback requirements are and heights and so forth. Okay.
It doesn't say on this building permit, you know.
What?
It just says the front yard setback's 30 feet. There's no side yard or anything on here.
I believe it's a bit on the corner front there, so it's considered a front yard.
It's a front yard.
Yeah.
Front yard on both.
Okay.
Are there questions for members of the board?
Member Desai, Mr. Chairman?
No questions. Mr. Sharp?
Have there been any complaints from neighbors?
No, none whatsoever. Like I said, we brought it to the HOA before we put the fence up, and they got the approval from everybody in the community in order for the fence to be allowed to be installed at the 5-foot height.
How far is it from the edge of paving of the roads?
On the Indian Hill side?
On both roads, yeah.
Okay, on the, I got a diagram here. Would you like to see the diagram?
Sure, if you have something you want to present, you can submit it over to Mr. Whitehouse so you can get it marked as an exhibit.
Okay, we will send it to you. Surveyor's plot is on the back.
Okay. Thanks.
If you have one for both.
Sure, that's fine. Thank you.
Do you have a fence from your house to the on your driveway blocking it? Do you have a fence there too?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a fence there? Your fence is going around, like to me, with the picture I got. On your driveway, is there another fence to the house?
No. No.
So how do you keep your dogs in?
Dogs are kept inside in the back of the house. Can I approach?
Yeah.
This is the one I got for me.
So all I've got is this.
You see, here's the garage.
Okay.
And the house.
Okay.
Right. The fence sets back from the property line 42 feet.
Okay.
Right. It comes down the side and then it comes up.
Okay.
It's an outside common grass area to walk.
Okay.
Right. And then it comes along the back of the property and then down the other side of the property and then back.
Back. Okay. So it's enclosed. Okay. Okay.
There's nothing in front of the house on front court.
Okay. Okay, I understand where how it goes now. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I was a little confused when this all popped about two front yards and.
Yeah, I understand how you got it now.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. If there's no other questions for members of the board, is there anyone here in favor of this application? And did you want to speak, or are you just here in favor? Sure. Come forward and be sworn in, please. The gentleman have a seat on the front row there, if you like.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Allen. Reside at 9 Grants Avenue. We know you've got over with 619970.
And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'm on the board of Murray's Haven Property Owners Association and serve in capacity as president at this point. Sure, we did approve the fence as it was installed. Part of the approval process was Mr. Good had to obtain written approval from the lot owners that share the borderline. In this case, it would be lot number label number 4, and I believe the house on number 6. He gained written approval to install a fence along the property line. Since that time, since we discovered the violation and it was posted, I approached the neighbors that live across the street from him to see if there was any safety issue. Were there any concerns as far as visibility impacted pulling in and out of Flint's Court onto Indian Hill? None have expressed any concerns at all with respect to visibility. And that's about what I have to say.
Great.
I have a question for you. Are you aware that the county regulations supersede your HOA?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Very well. Anyone else in favor? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that, first, before I make the motion, by Mr. Ruppert being here, I believe that this is not his common practice. So I just want that on the record. And I make a motion that we approve the variance for the fence height on the corner. I believe they've met all the criteria for granting a variance.
Very well.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. And so by roll call vote, Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for the reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Sir, have a good evening. Okay.
Good. Next case, please.
Our next hearing this evening is case number 12,284.